Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 30th. Happy Resurrection Day. We are entering into a new prophetic book today. We'll only be there one day. It's the book of Habakkuk. Can you spell that one? This is a book that we don't think about often. Habakkuk is lamenting about the fact that so much bad is happening in Jerusalem and in Judah, and he questions if God is good when so much around in the world is evil. And so the book of Habakkuk is about his laments and then God's response. And at one point, Habakkuk says, "Why would you use the evil nation of Babylon to come against us? Aren't they just as bad or worse than we are?" And God shows Habakkuk that eventually he will bring down Babylon as well, and that his using Babylon as an instrument of judgment is not an endorsement on what they are doing. Let's see here. I'm going to read verses 2 through 6 in Habakkuk chapter 1, and then we'll move over to chapter 3, and I'll read verse 2. "God, how long do I have to cry out for help before you listen? How many times do I have to yell, 'Help! Murder! Police!' before you come to the rescue? Why do you force me to look at evil? Stare trouble in the face day after day. Anarchy and violence break out. Quarrels and fights all over the place. Law and order fall to pieces. Justice is a joke. The wicked have the righteous hamstrung and stand justice on its head. God says, 'Look, look around at the godless nations. Look long and hard. Brace yourself for a shock. Something's about to take place, and you're going to find it hard to believe. I'm about to raise up Babylonians to punish you. Babylonians, fierce and ferocious. World-conquering Babylon, grabbing up nations right and left, a dreadful and terrible people, making up its own rules as it goes." And then as we move over to Habakkuk 3 and verse 2, we can hear in Habakkuk's prayer the lament and also his processing of who he really knows God is. "God, I've heard what our ancestors say about you, and I am stopped in my tracks, down on my knees. Do among us what you did among them. Work among us as you worked among them. And as you bring judgment, as you surely must, remember mercy." Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 26. We'll be starting in verse 57. And again, I'm reading in the Message paraphrase. The title in my Bible says, "False Charges." The gang that had seized Jesus led him before Caiaphas, the chief priest, where the religion scholars and leaders had assembled. Peter followed at a safe distance until they got to the chief priest's courtyard. Then he slipped in and mingled with the servants, watching to see how things would turn out. The high priest, conspiring with the Jewish council, tried to cook up charges against Jesus in order to sentence him to death. But even though many stepped up, making up one false accusation after another, nothing was believable. Finally, two men came forward with this. "He said, 'I can tear down the temple of God and after 3 days rebuild it.'" The chief priest stood up and said, "What do you have to say to this accusation?" Jesus kept silent. Then the chief priest said, "I command you by the authority of the living God to say if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Jesus was curt. "You yourself said it, and that's not all. Soon you'll see it for yourself. The Son of Man seated on the right hand of the Mighty One." arriving on the clouds of heaven. At that, the chief priest lost his temper, ripping his robes, yelling, "He blasphemed! Why do we need witnesses to accuse him? You all heard him blaspheme. Are you going to stand for such blasphemy?" They all said, "Death! That seals his death sentence." Then they were spitting in his face and banging him around. They jeered as they slapped him. "Prophesy, Messiah, who hit you this time?" All this time, Peter was sitting out in the courtyard. One servant girl came up to him and said, "You were with Jesus, that Galilean." In front of everybody there, he denied it. "I don't know what you're talking about." As he moved over toward the gate, someone else said to the people there, "This man was with Jesus, the Nazarene." Again, he denied it, salting his denial with an oath. "I swear I never laid eyes on the man." Shortly after that, some bystanders approached Peter. "You've got to be one of them. Your accent gives you away." Then he got really nervous and swore, "I don't know the man." Just then the rooster crowed. Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. He went out and cried and cried and cried. And now from the book of Proverbs, we're going to be reading Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6. The believer replied, "Every promise of God proves true. He protects everyone who runs to him for help. So don't second guess him. He might take you to task and show up your lies." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this Resurrection Sunday. The promise of resurrection is for us as well, even on this day. But I want to focus in on Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, where it says, "Every promise of God proves true." As we close, I want to speak some of God's promises over you. God is always with you. Hebrews 13, 5 says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." God will give you strength. As it says in Isaiah 40, 31, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." God works all things for good. In all things, God works together the good for those who love him. Romans 8, 28. You are completely forgiven. It's promised. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, 9. Nothing can separate you from God's love. Neither life nor death, things present or in the future, any powers or height or depth, or anything in all creation will be able to separate you from the love of God. And then finally, he will finish in you what he has started. Philippians 1:6 says, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on until completion." Father, we thank you for the promises that you give to us in your word. Help us to take them to heart, that you are always with us, that you give us the strength that we need, that you are working in all things like in Habakkuk's life, even though he couldn't see it. Thank you, Lord, that we are completely forgiven in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and that nothing can separate us from his love. Finally, Father, we thank you that you will finish the work that you have started in us. You don't give up on us. And for that, we are so grateful. Today, we lift our hearts to you, and we lift up to you those in our fellowship who need a special touch. Give them the grace that they need and the wisdom from your word. Thank you, Lord, that every generation of Mountain Brook Baptist comes together today to honor you. help us to learn from one another and to seek you together. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.